It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We've got Becky Moeller in the studio with us, and Wendy Huber is on the phone. Both of these ladies are trained mediators, and the conversation today is definitely COVID-19 related, and specifically we're going to be talking about evictions and what is and is not allowed under the law. And there's actually a hotline number where folks that need some help can call and get some more information. But first, Becky, if you could take everybody through kind of the conversation and the process that you explained to me earlier before we got started today.
Okay, so what happened originally as far as when I came on board was I was helping with the Carbondale Emergency Task Force, and one of the conversations that I had with PC, and I can't recall his last name at this point in time, was that he was concerned about evictions and what was going to happen with people losing their employment and possibly not being able to pay their rent. And so I said I would reach out to Alpine Legal and see kind of what their ideas were as far as what they were putting together. And I found out that Alpine Legal was putting together this housing mediation program, kind of a community housing program for this exact thing. So what's happened is we have pulled together a hotline for either tenants or landlords to call, anybody that's having any kind of a housing issue related to COVID-19, maybe losing their jobs or not being able to pay their rent. We want them to call into our hotline and we will get them in contact with a trained mediator once we get a agreement to mediate signed.
Okay. And so mediation in legal terms is basically a step, an alternate step rather than going straight to court. Is that in lay terms? Is that basically accurate?
Basically, yes. A lot of times people learn about mediation because if they file a lawsuit, then in certain court cases, they require mediation. But you can actually do the mediation long before you file a lawsuit. It's really just a group of, you know, two people, two opposing parties or whatever, getting together and trying to come up with their own solution to a problem rather than getting an attorney or the courts involved. It really empowers people to be able to solve their own problems. The mediator is not there to provide them any answers. It's really just to get them to discuss and talk with each other and say, hey, this is my side. This is my side. Neither one of us is necessarily right. Neither one of us is necessarily wrong. But how do we create some kind of an agreement where we can move forward without placing blame on anybody? And how do we move forward with this relationship that we have? Because really it's based on people having a relationship and having to be involved in the future. And how do we come up with an agreement that we can both then kind of comply with and move forward, and that's then enforceable. But it doesn't have to involve attorneys, and there's no person there that is saying, well, you need to do this or you need to do that. It's truly just the two parties coming together and kind of drafting their own solution.
Wendy, you've been here before. I can't remember the exact subject, but when you were here before, it was actually in the context of your role as a pastor, a local pastor, which I imagine
I
probably do a little mediation in that role as well.
I do, and I come from a background in which I was trained as a mediator and actually was an attorney prior to becoming a priest. And so I serve now a congregation in Basalt, St. Peter's Episcopal. But one of the things about the mediation process is that mediation empowers the parties to resolve their dispute themselves. And the mediator is facilitating the negotiation process between the parties.
So really, facilitator might even work a little bit better in terms of a definition, I guess you might say. You're facilitating this meeting of the two parties. I imagine it's been over 3 months now that still some businesses are not open. A lot of other businesses, I would say a majority of businesses that were shut down in March, are not open at 100%. They're still operating at limited capacity. And so obviously rent is one of the bigger expenditures for individuals. I'm sure that there are probably a lot of folks that are wondering what all of this means and what their options are. And probably a lot of landlords also, to take that one step further, that are wondering, you know, there's a misconception. If you're a landlord, you must be rich. And I don't think that's the case in a lot of cases. It may be in some, sure, but not in a lot. And so that's where the two of you will come in. Is it just the two of you that will be answering this hotline, which, by the way, I will give here shortly? I'm not going to drag it out very much longer.
No, actually, neither one of us. Since we are both mediators, neither one of us will actually be answering the hotline, although I might fill in a little bit. But what will happen is, because we are mediators and because we do have to be neutral if we go to mediate, we can't really be involved with the process of getting both sides to mediate.
Gotcha.
So, because then it, you know, if one side is a little easier to get a hold of, you know, or the person that calls us, and then we try to get a hold of the other side, and maybe it gets a little difficult to get involved, you know, it kind of weighs the balances again. So we want the volunteers that are answering the hotline to really be the ones that are tracking down and getting both parties to agree to mediate. And then once an agreement has been made to mediate, then it will then be transferred on to an actual mediator. There's about right now, I believe, 12 mediators that we have signed up for for this program. But none of the mediators will be answering the actual hotline. So we are looking, right, though, for hotline volunteers.
You want to make sure that you don't have, you're not tainted in any way by either one of the parties that,
correct,
are involved. You want to be completely neutral.
Yeah, when we come in, we don't want to have any discussion. You know, we don't want to have any previous discussions with either side. We want to make sure that we, you know, whatever we learn in that in the mediation process is what's learned out there.
I appreciate that. So let me ask you this, Wendy: what types of questions will those volunteers be able to answer when folks call this hotline?
At that point, you will reach a volunteer, and the volunteer will explain the availability of mediators and explain briefly the mediation process and confirm that this is a COVID-related matter. And some of the matters that we're seeing are not only landlord-tenant, but we also have roommate disputes or even neighbor disputes that have arisen in a housing context and the tensions that are increasing because of COVID-19. And so this is an opportunity for us to use a kinder, gentler process than our litigation process to help parties to resolve their disputes.
Gotcha. And again, that number is 230-3935. So again, the volunteers are not answering legal questions. They may be asking a couple qualifying questions just to make sure that your question or however you got to this point is related to COVID-19. And I guess that would be, Becky, a point of clarification. Is that, yes, while evictions have been delayed until sometime in July 13th,
yep,
13th of July currently, the eviction has to be, or the non-payment of rent has to be due to COVID-19. So a layoff, a furlough, reduced hours, something like that. It has to be directly related to COVID-19 in order for you to qualify for not being evicted legally.
Yeah. And the other, you know, childcare, if your childcare has closed down and you can't work because of that. I mean, it's a pretty broad, Alpine Legal has defined COVID-related as being fairly broad. So we will try to kind of be as accommodating as possible if we can. Anything that, you know, could remotely be COVID related, like I said, any kind of childcare issues. Like one of the ones that came to me was this woman that called in. Her mother had another family member staying at her house to take care of her sister because her mom had lost the daycare for her child, and so she couldn't watch the child and go to work. And so she had another person that was staying at the house, and the landlord was a little upset about that. And so that kind of, you know, pretty broadly based as far as that goes, but any kind of a housing issue like that where they're like, you know, it could be an extra person at the house now because of COVID, you know, because they lost their job or something along those lines. So it really is just a conversation to kind of get people talking.
Again, that number is 230-3935. That is a local number. I know there are so many new prefixes, it's hard to keep up with all of them, but it is a local number. So it's 230-3935.
Yes. And it does go, it's anybody that's from Parachute to Aspen. So we are outside of the Roaring Fork Valley. So we will go all the way down to Parachute.
Gotcha. So all of Garfield, Pitkin, and then that little sliver of Eagle County in between. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more with Wendy and Becky in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Becky Moeller and Wendy Huber. Again, they're mediators in our area. And again, one of the biggest things, but how could you even qualify it in that way? One of the things a lot of people are concerned about are rents and how do you keep paying them? And of course, one of the early things we heard when that first stay-at-home order in Colorado was issued was that, well, no evictions related to COVID-19 until, and I think the first date may have even been in April, and then it's been extended several times. Currently, it's been extended until July 13th. And so, of course, that puts renters and landlords in a bit of a pickle trying to figure out, you know, exactly how do we come together. And so that's kind of where the process got here. It's a group of volunteers that are helping answer this hotline number again, which is 230-3935. And then if you can in any way relate your non-payment of rent to something COVID-related, then you qualify for this mediation. And again, I'm kind of focusing on the tenants, but again, landlords are encouraged to call this number as well if they're trying to figure out solutions. Talk a little bit about what types of solutions you think might come from this. I realize that's a really open-ended question, and it really depends on the situation, but
yeah, I mean, it's really only limited by how creative the parties are that are involved. As I said, the mediators aren't going to be providing any solutions. Really, to really do a good mediation, you're not there to solve the party's problems. You're really there to kind of help them come up with their own ideas and what works for them. Because really, when the parties come up with their own solutions, it's much more likely that they will actually abide by them. So as mediators, we aren't providing any kind of, we're really just getting the two sides to talk and to kind of see that, for the, you know, that neither party is the bad person here. They just both are on the wrong, are on opposite sides of an issue. And how do we solve it? And how do we move forward? And what's the most creative way to do that?
As my dad would say, hard on the issue and easy on the people.
Correct. Yeah. And so, the solution could be anything as long as both parties agree and that it works for them. We might, and like I said, we as mediators, really now the training is not to provide any solutions for people, but really to help them come up with their own.
Well, right. Okay. So fair enough. So again, you're there to bring everyone together and be a neutral third party. You're not there to actually come up with any thoughts, ideas. You're not there to hear sidebars or
no, in fact, in mediation, we really don't like to do caucuses. We want both sides talking and in the room together all at the same time. Because really, if you I've done it once as a mediator where I had two parties that weren't willing to discuss in the same room.
Ooh.
And it got to be an issue. Like, oh, you were laughing with that person. Well, it had nothing to do with you. You know, it was just a comment that you know. So it's really, really in kind of this community based mediation, it really is better to have the parties in the room together so that they can hear everything that's going on, and we can kind of, you know, facilitate, mediate the conversation and make sure that they're not beating each other down, and that what they're really trying to do is not say you're wrong, you're right, or anything. It's like, how do we solve this so both of us can live with it?
At the here's a cliche that I know a lot of people hate, but at the end of the day, really what you want to happen is you want that tenant to continue being a tenant, and you want the landlord to continue receiving the rent payment, right?
Correct.
You know, it's easier for everyone if you continue in that relationship, because if you have to find a new tenant, obviously, you know, that takes time and effort and some money if you have to advertise, you know, the space for rent. And then obviously from the tenant standpoint, you know, you've got to pack everything up. You've got to find a new place. You have to move. You have to come up with, you know, at least first month, probably a deposit, and maybe even last month as well. And so it's, yeah, the end result that you're looking for is, how do we figure this out now so that we can move forward?
Correct. And it might even be, you know, kind of a situation where they agree that they will sever their relationship in 6 months or whatever, you know. But at least at that point in time, both sides know what's happening. The courts aren't involved, and it's an agreement that they have.
Or maybe it's one of those cases where pay the full current month's rent and then try and pay some of the past due. And if that's paid by a certain date, then the landlord will write off, you know, whatever the remainder is. It's completely open. And Wendy, it's as Becky said, it's all about what the two parties agree to. It's just a lot of times when you're having a conversation with someone, when you're trying to figure this out, it's sometimes difficult if you don't have a third person, a third neutral party there to kind of direct you and keep everybody on the same level field. Plus the other thing is, you know, a lot of us, I know text and email is so easy, and yet a lot of nuance can be lost in text and email, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think this, as a joint pilot project between Alpine Legal Services, Mountain Voices Project, and the Carbondale Emergency Task Force, this is allowing us to see a community mediation model used in this case for housing disputes related to COVID-19. The interesting thing about this is that it's not just landlord-tenant, it's also neighbor disputes. As we see tensions rise because we're all locked in our houses or our apartments, we're seeing neighbors in dispute more frequently. We're seeing roommates where one roommate may have lost a job and the other hasn't. And how do we work out rental agreements? And this is a way to keep peace within our community. And many communities have more broad scale community mediation programs. And there's a dream and hope in our valley that maybe we could have a community mediation program that follows this pilot project with COVID-19.
And again, I really want to stress, if you call this hotline, you're not going to get legal advice.
No legal advice.
There may be a few qualifying questions that may be asked just to figure out how exactly your non-payment of rent is due to COVID-19, but you're not going to get legal advice. I know a lot of people may be looking for that. Landlords and tenants may be looking for that. And actually, I think Alpine Legal, don't they offer like a once a month?
They do.
Free clinic for that sort of thing. But for this hotline that we're giving you today, it's not legal advice. This is you need some mediation with your tenant to figure out how you're going to move forward from this. if you need some mediation with your landlord to figure out how you're going to move forward from this. 230-3935.
And the mediator is also not providing legal advice. There's no, once you come into the mediation, do not expect for the mediator to be like, well, you can't do this, or legally you can't do that.
To be like a judge or anything like that.
No, okay. Judgments going on, nothing like that. There's no legal advice going on in the mediation either. We do have a bit of a background in what is legal and what is not, but you're not going to get legal advice from the mediators either.
Good distinction. Thank you for pointing that out as well. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Wendy and Becky in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Wendy Huber and Becky Moeller. There are a couple mediators that are working on this special project of the Carbondale Emergency Task Force, Mountain Voices Project, and Alpine Legal, specifically related to tenancy-type disputes that could arise from COVID-19. We talk a lot about landlord-tenant relationship, and I suspect that may end up being a lot of the calls that this mediation hotline receives. And, Wendy, you were talking before the break that there are a couple other circumstances that might need some mediation that may be affected by COVID-19, and that could be, like you say, a lot of folks are locked in their houses, and even if they're going back to work, there's not a lot of opportunity for some of the same, you know, going out to restaurants in the same way that we did back in February and that kind of thing. And so things that maybe were a slight annoyance before could become a huge annoyance now. And so you might have some kind of disputes with neighbors and that kind of thing that could have arised that if you can, again, loosely prove that they are related to COVID-19, you could get some mediation help.
Absolutely. And I think we forget that tensions are higher and higher as we are all in our homes or apartments. And sometimes you said it perfectly. Those things that were minor annoyances seem to be escalating. And so mediation gives us a way forward. It's very future-focused, and I think it allows us to make decisions about how we are going to live as neighbors, live as roommates, live in relationship as landlord-tenant, and keep the peace.
And roommates as well, you know, you brought up a perfect scenario. A lot of times, particularly in a resort area, in order to make the rent, you've got to have one or two roommates that are helping out. If one of those roommates is still working and the other two not working, that could change that relationship between the roommates. And so now, rather than just two parties, which would be the tenant and the landlord, now you have more than one tenant that is involved there, and they may have agreements with other tenants, a sublease kind of a deal, or maybe they each have different agreements with the landlord. And again, that is one of those things that you may be able to help with the mediation, through mediation.
Correct. Yeah.
Again, that hotline number is 230-3935. It's available to anyone from Aspen to Parachute. So really within the sound of my voice, you might say, unless you're listening on the internet, I suppose. But again, it's absolutely free of charge. No charge for this mediation service. It's actually the mediators are paid through a grant that was received by Alpine Legal Services. But the folks that are going to mediation, the two sides minimum, there's no charge to them. Again, it's a collaboration between Alpine Legal Services, Mountain Voices Project, and Carbondale Emergency Task Force. Again, nobody on the hotline or none of the mediators are going to be providing legal advice. Again, Alpine Legal Services does have, I think it's a once a month, once every other month, landlord-tenant workshop where you can learn more about landlord-tenant disputes and that kind of thing. So if you do need legal advice and you need it for free, I suggest you Google Alpine Legal Services, and they've got information about that on their website.
Yeah, the number for Alpine Legal is 970-945-8858. You can call them during their regular business hours if you have questions about legal rights. And then also they have an Ask a Lawyer hotline from 5 to 7 on Wednesdays, and that's 970-368-2246.
Okay, so they're not doing the specific clinic. It's just Ask a Lawyer once a week kind of thing, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's okay. What it looks like now.
Okay. Again, that's Alpine Legal Services if you need legal advice. Mm-hmm. If you're – go ahead.
Yeah, and if anybody out here is like, oh, I'd really like to help man the hotline, you can call the hotline number and they will take your information and let you know how to sign up to actually man the hotline.
I know you don't know what kind of response you're going to get to this hotline yet. How many volunteers do you have, and do you have an idea how many volunteers you'd like to have for complete coverage?
Currently, I believe, if I remember correctly, the hotline is open from 9 to 12 or 1, and then 1 to 5 is, I believe, the time that they have set up, and I probably should have looked that up. But it is – you download an app on your phone, and then the calls come directly to you, so there's no need for you to go anywhere. Right now, we have a volunteer through
AmeriCorps?
Yes, thank you. Through AmeriCorps that is manning the hotline right now. We haven't received a ton of calls. And we're not sure if it's, you know, like I said, we talked to tenants and landlords way back in May, and there wasn't really an issue, and people seem to be working things out on their own. And I've talked with the court, and they haven't received any evictions. You know, like I said, there were two that were done last week and two that are being done this week. But those were all pre-kind of COVID things that got delayed because of the court's closing. So there haven't been a ton of evictions. So we're not sure what the need is, but we're hoping to kind of, if anybody out there thinks that they are going to have an issue or they are having an issue, get out in front of it, call the mediation hotline, and hopefully we can alleviate a big log jam on the courts.
And coming from someone who has paid a small number of attorneys a lot of money over the years, if mediation is an option, you should at least explore it. Again, that number is 230-3935. Again, there should be someone answering between 9 and 5 each weekday. Otherwise, I assume you could leave a message and then...
I believe so.
Okay. Otherwise, just,
I haven't tried to call it. So.
Otherwise, just call back between 9 and 5 on the next business day.
Yeah, but do try to keep the hotline number separate from Alpine Legal.
Right.
Because if you do call Alpine Legal and start discussing, there then could be a conflict of interest if you do need their help in the future. So we do ask that you keep kind of your initial call to the hotline just so there's not a conflict.
Gotcha.
In the future.
So once you've made that contact, then they could not represent the other party in that. Yeah. You don't give legal advice. I'm sorry. Forgive me. The phone number is 230-3935. Again, that is the mediation hotline. Any kind of landlord or tenancy, any kind of tenancy potential dispute.
Housing. We're calling it housing.
Housing.
Any kind of housing
you.
Dispute. Any okay. kind of, you know, where you're concerned that you may lose your housing for any reason.
So this, you kind of answered this question. Obviously, there are other types of tenancies, you know, like commercial tenancies, and you're not dealing with that. You're just talking about housing. So if it involves your house, a neighbor, a roommate, a landlord, that's when you would call this hotline.
Correct.
I mean, we're looking more for people that currently don't have legal, you know, you figure somebody in a more commercial area, they're going to have their own attorneys and whatnot. So we're looking really to help the people that don't have access to the typical legal resources.
Got it.
Or an attorney that handles kind of this stuff for them. You know, sure. I mean, we'll deal with property managers and that kind of stuff. But we're looking for the people that maybe don't know where to go and are like, I don't really want to do, you know, a court case. How can I
Well, it can be very intimidating. Even if you have an attorney, it can be very intimidating to go to court. Again, that mediation hotline number is 230-3935. Wendy, anything else that you'd like folks to know about mediation, or you know, maybe just some uplifting words?
my day job.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we recognize about mediation is it empowers the parties themselves to fashion an agreement. And so we like to say it's 100% predictable, which means that if you are not satisfied with the agreement, then you don't enter into it. Whereas in a court system, it's not 100% predictable. No one can tell you it's 100% predictable in the way that mediation will.
And if you're not happy with mediation, going to court is always an option if you choose to go that far. But my guess is a vast majority of folks that go through mediation end up coming up with some kind of agreement that's agreeable to all the parties involved.
Yeah, I mean, it really involves compromise, you know, being able to say like, okay, I'm not going to get everything I want, but if I went to court, I likely wouldn't get everything I want.
Well, and in court, it seems to me like it's much more one-sided. You know, the winning party is the winning party, whereas mediation – both sides kind of win and both sides kind of lose a little bit, if that makes sense.
That's the hope. Yeah.
Again, that mediation, community mediation hotline number, again, available to anyone with a housing issue from Aspen to Parachute is 230-3935. Ladies, thanks so much. Wendy, I look forward to the next time you can actually, I can see your face in the studio.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
And Becky, you also will hopefully, fingers crossed, that this is a successful venture. And as Wendy kind of mentioned earlier, maybe this will turn into a regular local mediation thing, even after COVID is a distant memory.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope, to provide this service to anybody that needs it.
Again, that number is 230-3935. All the best.
Great.
Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.